Well, it's underway. It is the biggest thing in the United States of America. They call it the NFL. Wasn't the start for Seattle that Dick Fane wanted, but there was an Aussie who got some headlines over there. Good morning, Dick.
Hey, boys. Yeah, a rude loss for the Seahawks, which is actually not that surprising, even in the Seahawks' run of Super Bowl championship and Super Bowl runner-up. They usually did not win their first road game of the season. So not a big surprise, and actually some optimism because they only lost by three in a very hostile environment in Denver. But you're exactly right. Our boy, Michael Dixon,
our boy,
our beloved Aussie here. How about this? The second best punting average in a game in the history of the NFL. And it was his first ever game. The NFL's being played for a long, long time, and he put up one of the best games we have ever seen in league history. Just unbelievable. He's putting those balls almost 60 yards as far as his gross punting. His net punting was over 55 yards, which includes the return. He's a superstar, guys. I mean, he is right now probably the best punter in the NFL, and he's probably going to go to the Pro Bowl, and I can say that with pretty good confidence, and even though he's only played one regular season game, he's that good.
Yeah. What about arguably the best quarterback in the game, Aaron Rodgers? They were down by 20 points, the Green Bay Packers. They came back against the Chicago team and won, but he injured himself. What's the latest update with his injury, Dick?
He says he's going to play, and that was a really, really scary situation in Green Bay. I mean, can you imagine, as a Green Bay Packer fan, and you just paid your quarterback over $100 million guaranteed, and in his first game against his rivals, he goes out with what appears to be a significant injury, carted off the field. You don't know if you're ever going to see Aaron Rodgers again the way he was before.
Wow.
You certainly might not be able to see him for the rest of this year. And all of a sudden, like Superman, I mean, we call it the Willis Reed. You probably don't recognize that that vernacular, but in the early 70s, Willis Reed, the New York Knicks, came out of the locker room, hobbled after going out with an injury, and he led the Knicks to a championship. I mean, that is what Aaron Rodgers did. He got some help, threw a bad ball that should have been intercepted by Kyle Fuller in the fourth quarter that would have ended the game. But the Bears do what they normally do, and that's fold up and lose in close situations. And Aaron Rodgers does what he almost always does, and that's pull heroics out in the fourth quarter, leading his team from 20 to nothing down to come back and win that game. Just a truly dramatic game, probably the most dramatic game of the week.
Wow. What about another quarterback with a fairly big name, could have a future, Tom Brady? He threw for three touchdown passes.
Yeah, he might be okay, guys. He might be all right down the road. You know, it's the debate this week. I mean, the talking heads, who's better, Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers? Who would you rather have on your team? There's no question that those are the two best quarterbacks in the NFL. I think the right answer is you'll take either one of them. Obviously, Rodgers has a lot more left in the tank than Tom Brady was. So if we're starting a team right now from scratch, probably take the younger of the two quarterbacks. But, you know, Brady to Gronk. Once again, a very good combination. And, you know, the success of the New England Patriots, I think, really is going to rest on how long Rob Gronkowski stays healthy. He's an unstoppable entity at tight end. And if he can stay healthy for 14 to 16 regular season games this year, the Patriots are going to be right back there winning 11, 12 football games and potentially getting a first-round bye in the playoffs.
Have the New York Jets found the quarterback they've been looking for in Sam Darnold?
Yeah, it depends on if you ask the Jets fans after his first pass, which was intercepted for a touchdown. He's joined the likes of only two other quarterbacks ever that have had their first pass in their history intercepted for a touchdown. But one of those guys was Brett Favre, and I think Brett Favre had a pretty good career. So Sam Darnold, the youngest player ever to start a Monday Night Football game, come game, throws an interception for a touchdown, his team's down 7-0, and then guys, was essentially flawless after that. I mean, he really looked good, and the Jets put up an all-time franchise record point in the first game of the season. I'm not ready to be sold on the Jets, but I certainly think that they showed themselves to be a much better team than they have been in recent years. So at least the Jets won't be bottom feeders like we usually see them.
Yeah. How was the fallout from Serena Williams' controversial comments in that loss to Naomi Osaka in the final of the US Open?
Well, it was. It really got people talking. There's no question about that. And, you know, not a lot of people pay attention to the US Open, even here in the States where it's held. We're in the middle of the beginning of football season, we're in the middle of baseball season. Tennis is not really on the radar, but this got headlines, guys. And was Serena right in her argument? Yeah, I think she was probably right in her argument, but how she handled it, I don't think was very appropriate to bring gender in it, saying that the official wouldn't have made that call if it was a male tennis player versus a female tennis player. I really don't know what gender has to do with it, to be perfectly honest with you. So, you know, I think the right person won, and it's not like the, you know, it's not like the entire match was taken away from Serena. It was only a point here and a game there. So it wasn't like everything was taken away. She had a multiple opportunities to win that match. I kind of liken it to a really bad call in a football game that happens in the second quarter. Well, yeah, yeah, maybe it cost you a touchdown in the second quarter, but you had the third and fourth quarter to come back and win the football game, and you didn't do it. Serena had the opportunity to come back and win that match, and she lost. And congratulations to the first ever Japanese player, men or women, to win a major championship. It's fantastic.
Yeah, Dick, do you know much about Ben Simmons and this TV program that he's apparently involved in?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard that, but I'm interested because Ben Simmons definitely is going to be, I would say, a top five name in the NBA. Not currently, but will be a top five name in the NBA over the next year or two as more and more people learn his skill set. And so he's capitalizing on it already.
Just a quick one for me. What about what sort of news is the split between Dustin Johnson and Paulina Gretzky making over there?
You know what? I got to be honest with you. That's the first I've heard of it.
I'm
so focused on the golf on the course. You broke some news for me, man. But I don't know. He's actually been better. He's gone the opposite of the way that Andre Agassi did. Wasn't Andre Agassi terrible when he was with Brooks Shields? And as soon as he dated, he started winning all sorts of Grand Slam championships. It was kind of the opposite with Dustin Johnson. Johnson's become a better player with Paulina next to him. So I wonder if he's going to go back to that guy that just kicks the ball a long way and can't win any championships.
Well, he lost his title as number one.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah,
Justin Rose.
Even though Justin Rose just choked like a dog yesterday. Oh, my gosh. You're not Justin. You know, all you need is a par on 18 to win the BMW championship. He gets a bogey, and then taking on Keegan Bradley in the playoffs. I mean, that should be just – I would have bet a lot of money on Justin Rose, mano-a-mano against Keegan Bradley. And Justin Rose has got a 4-foot, 7-inch putt to send it to a second playoff hole and misses? Oh, my goodness. So Rose, you know, yeah, he got the number one overall, but boy, oh, boy, that loss has got to sting going into the Tour Championship, a Tour Championship we're going to see without Jordan Spieth for the first time in his career. How about that, guys?
Can't believe it. Can't believe it. One of my favorites missing out. Just hasn't been consistently good enough, unfortunately. Good on you, Dick. Always good to be able to bring you the latest in relationship news from high-profile Americans on the Big Sports Breakfast.
I can always count on you guys. I absolutely can count on you guys for throwing me something that I didn't know.
You're a good man. Thanks, Dick.
See you guys.